like to start Sunday school by singing with me. And some of your children can't read and even don't know numbers. So if you have a song, you just tell, "My name is Mr. Short." You can say, "I would like to sing A Little Ship," or "Jesus Loves Me." You can just tell me what song it is. You don't have to give a number out. And then we'll try to sing that song for you. What is your choice?
45.
45. That's Two Little Eyes. And I'll ask someone to start these songs for us this morning. Number 45.
Two little eyes, two little
of number 40. I just want to say something to Mom and Dad a minute. That I was a dad. I am a dad. And we had this many children, as many children as in this row. And don't worry about what your children are doing up here. I know they might not be... might make you nervous, but don't be nervous. Don't worry about what your children are doing up here. Okay, another choice. All right. Number 29. Let's see. If I get worried about them, I'll call you up. Number 29. Let's sing the first two verses of 29.
A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and life. The master made answer in words true and plain.
choice. Anyone like another choice? Okay. What song would you like to sing? Do you have a choice? Even if it's not in here, if you just know the name of it, we'll sing it. I know.
Number four.
Okay. We'll sing the first two verses of number four. Two verses of number 11. The reason I'm not singing them all is so more children can have choices. So, first two verses of number 11.
Amen.
to choose the last song. If we could sing, do any of you know a little child of 7 or even 3 or 4? Oh, here's one. Okay. What would you like to sing? Or do you have one? Any special one?
4.
Which one?
4.
4.
You like a message came from heaven?
Okay. A message came from heaven.
A message came from heaven to cheer my heart one day.
We ask thy blessing on this time together. We pray, Lord Jesus, in thy name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I heard a mom ask her little boy if he'd worked on his verse. So I know some of you have learned a verse this week, and I'd like you to say it. If you'd like to say a verse this morning, I'd give you a chance to say a verse. Who has a verse they'd like to say? Anyone want to be first? Okay. And the chest tight. Isaiah 53:6. I'm not sure. 53:5. Thank you. Okay. Is that same one? I'm going to get that verse just a minute because I can help you better. Probably you learn maybe part of it. Okay. Okay. He was wounded, is that it? He was bruised. Our iniquities. See how I like that? Because there's a dad that knows laws just don't work. So, yeah, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Did you learn that? And with his stripes we're healed too. Very, very good. Thank you. Anyone else want to say a verse? Okay. Let's see. He was wounded.
He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our
peace
was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Isaiah 53:5.
Thank you
very much. We could say it together. Okay. He was wounded.
He was wounded for our transgressions. He
For our transgressions, he was bruised. For our iniquities, and the chastisement was upon him, and with his stripes. Isaiah 55, 53:5. Thank you very much. He was wounded.
He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities.
The chastisement.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes.
Very much. Okay.
He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 55:5.
Thank you very much.
He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 55:5.
Very good. All
right. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyone else want to say it? I'll help you, because I would need help to say that. If I was supposed to say this verse, I would need help. So. Okay, well, we'll talk a little bit about someone else who was bruised and why the Lord Jesus had to be bruised. I want to talk to you about some children in the Bible. The first little boy I want to talk to you about got sick. Have any of you children ever gotten sick? You got sick, okay? You've been sick. Well, most of us have been sick. Have any of you ever had to go to the hospital because you were sick? Yeah, okay. I kind of remember that. All right. Let's look at a boy. He didn't go to the hospital, but his mom and dad did something else with him when he got sick. It's in the book of Kings, 1 Kings chapter 14, and I don't want to read all of the story about this boy. His name was Abijah, and he apparently was a little boy, and he got sick one day. Sometimes children, you know, the worst thing mom and daddies have to face sometimes is when you get sick. Because when you get sick, and I mean really sick, mom and dad get really worried. And sometimes they talk to each other, what shall we do? And so this little boy, there he was, really sick. Not didn't just hurt his finger or cut himself or anything, but he was really sick, and mom and dad talked to each other. Here's what went on. At that time, 1 Kings chapter 14, the son of Jeroboam, Abijah the son of Jeroboam, fell sick. And Jeroboam said to his wife, in other words, daddy said to his mother, to this little boy's mother, he said to her, go, he said to her, and get thee to Shiloh. Behold, there is Ahijah the prophet, which told me that I should be king over this people. And they talked it over, and instead of going to the doctor, this father said, I think you need to go down to this prophet of God and see this prophet of God. And here's why he wanted his wife to go down there, this little boy's mom to go down there. Down in verse 3 it says, the prophet, he shall tell thee what shall become of the child. This dad knew that this prophet who was in contact with God would be able to tell them if their little boy was going to live or if their little boy was going to die. What do you think mom and dad wanted to happen to this little boy? He was a nice little boy too. They did. They wanted that little boy to live, but they didn't know if he was going to live or if he was going to die. And they thought, they were quite sure, that Ahijah the prophet would be able to tell them, yes, Abijah, your boy is going to live or he's going to die. And so mother went down to see this man on this journey. And I don't know how far it was down there, but it was a ways. And she went down there and met this man, this prophet. And down in verse 6 it says, when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet, he said, come in, thou wife of Jeroboam. He said, come on in. I'm not reading all the details of it, but he invited this mother to come in. And then he tells her something. He said, I am sent to thee with heavy tidings. Oh, what does it mean to have heavy tidings? Have you ever heard about glad tidings? We sing a song, Glad Tidings, Glad, T-I-D-I-N-G-S. What do you think this mom must have felt when this prophet of God said to mother, I'm telling you, the Lord sent me with heavy tidings. You think that made her happy? What is a heavy tidings? I had a friend, a good friend, and he used to say to me one time, once in a while, that's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. What would heavy tidings be? Oh, children, it would be to be told something that just kind of made you sad. Have you ever heard anything that made you sad? Maybe, somebody backed over your bicycle and broke your bicycle. Or maybe you were playing with a ball and you broke a window and the sound of the window. Oh. Have you ever heard anything that kind of made you just feel sad? Well, that's what Ahijah told this mom. He said, I'm going to tell you something really. It's going to make you sad. And it's one of the saddest stories you can find in the Bible. He tells her down in verse 12, arise thou, get thee to thine house. Now if you were a little boy and you were really, really sick, would you want mommy by you? Would you like it if mommy was there with you? Now this mom was off there in Shiloh, quite a ways away from her little boy. And Ahijah, the prophet says, you go back to be with your little boy. If you were sick, would you like mommy to be by you? I would, yes. I had a little boy. He wasn't very sick either. Well, he had to have his tonsils out. And he had to stay overnight in the hospital. And I was there till about 11 o'clock at night, and he went to sleep. And I asked the nurses, I said, now, are you going to be waking him up in the night? No, he should sleep through the night. So I thought, well, I will slip home. And I came back 5 o'clock in the morning. My little boy was asleep. And I was pretty pleased. I got back to my little boy before he woke up. And when he woke up, you know what he said? He said, "Daddy, you left me." Oh, I feel so bad. I wish to this day I hadn't left him, but I did. We like to have mom and daddy by us when we're sick. And so this mommy, Hyda, said, "You go back home." But here was the heavy part about it. Hyda says to this mommy, "When thy feet enter into the city, the child shall die." What would you do, children? What do you think you would want to do if you were that mommy? If I ask every mommy in this room what they would do if a prophet of God told them, here she is down here by the prophet of God, and there's the threshold of the city, and the prophet says, "When you cross that line, your little boy is going to die." That's heavy, isn't it? That's a sad story. And I'm sure that mommy thought, "I don't want to go home." But she didn't have any choice, children. The prophet of God told her, "You've got to do that. It's going to happen." And so what do you think as she walked along that dusty road? Every step getting closer to that threshold, closer, and her little boy right there, so sick, so very, very sick. And she comes closer and closer. I think she got bent down. Sometimes, you know, children, things are so sad. It does just break your heart. You think, "Well, if I could just do something to change something." But no, Mama couldn't do anything. She had to go back because the Word of God told her. And she got right here. And I think she must have thought, "Oh, Lord, I can't hardly do this." But she had to do it. What happened to her little boy? When she crossed that threshold, well, the Bible doesn't tell us to guess about it. It tells us when she did that, he died. Verse 17, "And Jeroboam's wife arose and departed and came to Tirzah. And when she came to the threshold of the door, the child died." That's a sad story, children. Now I want to talk about some other children. There could be sadder than this, even. Now that's a sad story. That little boy died because mother went home. Mother came home and the little boy died. Now I'd like to turn to the book of Isaiah for these other children. Chapter 1 of Isaiah. And I don't know that these children are given names, but I would like you to think of whether or not you could be like these children here. In Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 2, the Lord is talking. And in the middle of verse 2, he said, "I have nourished and brought up children." You know, when you were born, you have a Christian daddy and mommy. When you were born, they knew a verse in the Bible. And this verse told mom and dad, you know, "Bring up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And so they try to do that, and that's why you're here this morning. Now, I never came to a Sunday, my mom and dad never brought me to a Sunday school like this. So they weren't that concerned that I learn about the Lord Jesus. But now these children, they were brought up by the Lord. And a strange thing happened to these children. It says, they have rebelled against me. And so children, something happened when these children, they just said to the Lord, I don't want you to bring me up. I don't like the way you're bringing me up. Now, I've been in Sunday schools like this for close to 45 years. And I've seen children just your size. And I've heard men talk to them just like you're being talked to this morning. And I've watched them. And they grew up and they said, I am tired of going to Sunday school. I'm not going to go anymore. And they didn't. And they just left. And they went off and did things that they were taught they shouldn't do. That's what it means to rebel against the Lord. It's like if mom and daddy say something to you, and if you don't say it with your lips, but you say it in your heart, I don't want to do that. That's what rebelling is. And these children were brought up this way by the Lord, a perfect upbringing, and they rebelled against him. And as a result, it says about these children down in verse 5, why they'd gone away backward in verse 4. Why should ye be stricken anymore? You know, sometimes when dads and moms have children, and all children seem to do this, they say no, and dad or mama may have to spank them. The Lord did that for these children. He tried to correct them, but they went on their rebellious ways. And here's what happened to them because they didn't want the Lord to bring them up. They said, I don't want you, Lord. It says here about them, the whole head, why should you be stricken anymore? He will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick. The Lord said, I look at these children, and they are just sick children. Now, this is not talking about just real sickness, but this is talking about the worst kind of sickness there is. And that's rebellion against the Lord. It's a what we might call spiritual sickness. It's a sickness that's inside that the Lord can see. Now, let's remember this child we were talking about, Abijah and his mom. Remember mom and daddy yesterday? They sat in meeting and they were told this, that they are on the way home. And one, Mr. Hyland, he said, you know what? We are closer to the threshold of being at home in the Father's house. We're closer than anyone has ever been. Mom and Dad are about to cross that threshold and go home. Now, if you are like one of these children whose head is sick, you haven't changed your mind. You haven't turned to the Lord. You haven't had the Lord Jesus wash your sins away. It's pretty dangerous, because if mom and dad take that last step today, if the Lord Jesus takes them to the Father's house and their home, and you're still sick, children, you're going to die. You're going to die the worst kind of sin, worst kind of death. You're going to die in your sins. And Mom and Dad knew that. And so they wanted you to come to Sunday school this morning. One daddy told me, he said, you've got a big responsibility to talk to all these little children. I do feel that too, because I love you children. I just love children. But I know Mom and Dad are going to cross that threshold. And if you haven't given in to the Lord Jesus, if you're still rebelling against the Lord Jesus, you're saying no in your heart. You know, I have a little granddaughter. I won't tell you her name, but she's grown now. But when she was little, maybe 2 years old, just could talk, she said, I don't want to be saved. She said that. She had an older sister. Her older sister said, oh, don't say that. And her older sister prayed for her and asked the Lord Jesus to get her heart. And it wasn't but a few days later that younger sister said she accepted the Lord Jesus as her Savior and was saved. I wonder, children, how are you this morning as you sit here? You know, Mom and Dad are about, I suppose, to cross over and go home. And if they go home and you still are resisting the Lord, you still haven't said, Lord Jesus, I want you as my Savior. And if they go home, they will leave you behind and you would die in your sins. And then worse than that, you would have to die again the second death. Don't have to happen. I am glad that I'm not like Ahijah the prophet. I'm glad that I don't have to just come with heavy tidings. I'm glad I can tell you, children, you don't have to. You can get healed before Mom and Dad cross over, because the Lord said, right now, you come to me and you can be saved. And instead of being left behind to die, you can cross right over with Mom and Dad right into the Father's house. What a wonderful, wonderful thing that would be if the Lord Jesus says this morning, this is the last step. You know, Mr. Short walks a lot at home. And during my life's walking at home, I've met a lot of people in my little town. I've become acquainted with them. Some of them were Christians, and some of them, one old lady, dear sister, a dear older lady, she and I, sometimes I would catch up with her, and then I would slow down, and we would walk together. And one day I heard that she had taken her last step in Carlisle. I'll never see her there again. The Lord took her home. Well, children, if Mom and Daddy know the Lord as their Savior, and they take that last step today and go into the Father's house, and I'm talking about the Lord coming and taking all the believers out of this room, and you're left behind, you'll be left behind to die. And I don't want that to happen. And so in that chapter of Isaiah, it does say something we'll close with. The Lord says, down in verse 16, he says, wash you, make you clean, put away evil of your doings. Before mine eyes, cease to do evil. He is saying, repent, change your mind. don't go on rebelling against the Lord. And so he wants children, in verse 18 he says this, come now, right now. Well, Mr. Short is talking in Sunday school to you. He is saying, now look, this is a reality. Mom and Dad are going home, children. They're going home, and we don't know if we've got this many steps to take or not, but it's true. It's a reality. Mom and Dad know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Just as Mr. Hyland said, we're getting closer and we're getting closer and we're getting closer to that threshold to the Father's house. And it's as if the Lord has stopped me and said, Mr. Short, tell those children, right here it says, come now. Don't wait any longer. Come right now this morning and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And then, children, if you come right now, it won't matter if Mom and Dad cross the threshold and go home, because you'll go home with them. That's something you have to decide. Do you want to cross the threshold with Mom and Dad? The only way you can do it is have your sins washed away. And you can do that right now. You can say, Lord Jesus, I don't want to rebel anymore. I want you as my Savior. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, bless thy word to the dear children. O Lord, that none would be left behind, we pray. We ask it in thy name, Lord Jesus, and for thy glory, and for the blessing of these precious little souls. We pray, Lord, in thy name. Amen.
Amen.